Our last word in business today is actually a conversation, one that went on for nearly half a century between a beloved New York restaurant and its patrons. Last night, many prominent New Yorkers turned out to say farewell to Elaine's, a gathering spot known more for its social scene than its scallopini. From member station WNYC, Kathleen Horan has this story.
For decades, Elaine's attracted a who's who of writers, actors, sports stars, and politicians, as well as neighborhood regulars. For much of that time, it was a place to see and be seen. Even when it stopped being quite as hip, many kept coming back because of the proprietor herself, Elaine Kaufman. Known for her one-liners and lack of pretension, she was always holding court. Kaufman died nearly 6 months ago, and business dropped off. Longtime regular writer Gay Talese said he turned up to pay his respects.
Elaine died some time ago, as we know, and now the restaurant's going to die, and all of the rest of us are going to be a little more dead without Elaine's. So I think we're here as a kind of celebration and awake at the same time.
Over the course of the evening, as the line outside continued to grow, many bold-faced names squeezed in to mingle and reminisce. Actor Alec Baldwin, former police commissioner Bill Bratton, and writer and sexpert Dr. Ruth Westheimer. She says the place won't easily be forgotten because it offered a sense of real connection.
For a city like New York, where there are so many lonely people, this was like a living room, like a salon. You could come here and you knew that you would find somebody to talk to. The celebrity is one thing, but it's mainly the conversation.
The buildings that house the restaurant that's been immortalized in a Woody Allen film, a Billy Joel song, and the minds of countless New Yorkers have been put up for sale. For NPR News in New York, I'm Kathleen Horan.
And that's the business news, produced by Jessica Smith. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Selena Simmons-Duffin. The production staff includes Nishant Dahia, Jess Gittner, Asma Khalid, Travis Larchuk, Kevin Leahy, Lauren Magaki, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, and Lindsay Totty, with Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West.
And our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.